advertisers. The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Broadcast studios high top the Blue Water Broadcasting Network, I guess, or the center, the network center. It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest. For the next 60 minutes, we've got some good news about your money. Yes, we do. And here's the man that's going to bring it to you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's David Earnest.
Thank you, Rusty.
You're quite welcome,
man,
sir.
This is Thursday.
Already.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
I know.
And tomorrow.
Hey, you know, if we rebroadcast that, it may not be Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's like they say, you want to drink? Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's Thursday somewhere.
Yeah, I remember
it's Thursday somewhere.
That's right. Well, today we're going to talk about your, or ours, socialistic retirement.
Now, you mean like if we become a socialist country, what our retirement would be like?
We're becoming more and more of a socialist country every day, my friend. In my opinion, we are anyway, and I think I'm accurate there. I'm going to read a headline here that I saw. We want a refund. Angry cruise passengers protest skip ports. Okay. So I'm going to remodify this.
So these folks.
We want a refund. Angry Social Security investors, recipients,
yes.
Protest skipped retirements.
Yeah, now these folks were on a cruise up in, was it Alaska? Or Norway or something?
Yeah. No, Norway was one of them.
And they're supposed to stop at a bunch of different places, and this cruise ship, they said, oh, it's not going to stop.
Oh, well, they had bad weather, and they had all these things. It's like, well, we had a bad stock market. Oh, you know, they had bad weather, so they didn't get what they thought they was going to get.
And they were mad.
Yeah, so the same way with your retirement, you have a bad stock market. You don't get what you're supposed to get. Oh, we didn't collect enough taxes. So you're not going to get paid what you thought you was going to get. We're going to have to modify it a little bit. Instead of having a WEP, we're going to WEP everybody. You see, folks, don't think that Social Security don't know how to reduce your retirement. They're already reducing the double and triple dippers. We talked about this a week or two ago.
Yeah.
You know, so if they can do that to them, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong whether they did, just think what they could do to all of us. And just think about what's going on right now in the economy. In other words, the economy's booming and all these good things are going on, but we got all this discombobulation going on. In other words, we've got one party fighting another party. We got a bunch of goons up there, man.
Not the goons, no.
Yes.
Say it ain't so.
We got a bunch of monkeys up there running the show.
Well, you know, what is it they say? If you pay peanuts, you get monkeys.
Well, you know, the thing is, they want more. They want more. How in the world do they get peanuts? I was just hearing Greg Burdell just a little bit ago said, hey, you know, how does a $175,000 a year person come out with multi-millions of dollars?
I say that all the time.
I mean, think about that. They're getting more than peanuts, but they're acting like they're working for peanuts because they're not doing anything but just spinning tires. So your socialistic system in progress. In other words, we're gridlocking. So if they're skipping ports with cruise passenger ships because they couldn't get what they needed, and they're causing angry protests, think of the angry protests that might be coming someday because Social Security is in such dire trouble.
Now, I just saw something. I'll have to look it up, see can I find it, that Nancy Pelosi was trying to get some money out of Social Security for something.
Well, wouldn't you think that? I'm not surprised. Elizabeth Warren wants to increase Social Security. by robbing from Peter to pay Paul. I talked about this about a few days ago, where she wants to tax the rich and the pensions. We've talked about this. There's a program that if she passes it, will tax the pensions indirectly and cause the stock market to go down, because the companies will have to pay more money, which means they'll have less value. And her analogy was that since the rich people own most of the stocks, that's okay. But guess what? She's wrong. Most of the rich people don't own the stocks. Mm-hmm. Most of the people that own the stocks are us. The pensions out there, the annuities, the pensions, the retirements, they own the stocks. Mm-hmm. They own the 72-73% of the stock market is owned by the general population. So she's wrong.
The common man.
The common man. So she's supposed to be for the common man?
Well, this is something that I've just recently come to believe and realized, that, you know, all this stuff about taxing the rich and taking the money from the rich and doing all this stuff.
The Robin Hood effect.
Do you remember a few years ago, when these millennials go up there and they're sitting in the streets in New York and nobody can seem to get them out of the way. They're occupying New York, and you got a little girl.
That sounds like a movie.
That's going to be Escape from New York when all this happens. But they were occupying and they're wanting to fight the 1% that's got all the money. Hmm. And there was this young lady who was on TV, and she was talking, and she was very well dressed. She had on jewelry. She had one of the most expensive-looking iPhones that you can get. She had a camera that looked like it was about $1,400, $1,500. And she's standing there talking about how bad rich people are. And that seems to be what Elizabeth Warren is doing, talking about taking from the rich, doing what these millennials think is right. And they're just dumb enough to vote for.
When you hear all this stuff, you know, I mean, I understand. A long time ago when I was in school, mm-hmm. I remember I took economics. I remember the teacher coming out and asking this question. He said, "What is government? What is government?" And people came up with all kinds of answers. But he said, "All the government is to redistribute wealth. That's their job. To spread it around, keep all the folks happy, uh-huh. take from Peter to pay Paul." In other words, that's what it's all about, to smooth it out. But once you start taking too much away from people, in other words, the middle people, 70, 80, 90% from the little middle class person,
mm-hmm.
even 50%, it's too much. It takes away to give to who? The people who don't work, can't work, won't work, whatever.
Won't work.
So, if this is what's happening, now, as bad as I hate to say it, folks, Social Security is a tilted system. You know why? The more you make, the less you get. You say, no, that's wrong, David. The more you make, the more you get. Go look at the ratios. Like somebody called in here the other day, and they had been missing in action for 22 years. And I'm not mm-hmm. really picking on them. I'm just using it for an example. And they're still going to draw a pretty decent retirement plan.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
So if they had been working for all those years, they might be getting, 10% more, or maybe 15% more.
Yeah.
See what I'm trying to say? It's tilted. It is tilted downward toward the folks that didn't put in as much. Why? Because the government is trying to redistribute wealth. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing for people who don't have anything. I'm not against these social safety nets. We need them. But when you start ruining the entire system by taking everything away from, anybody who's trying to make anything or do anything or give people jobs, and take all of it away or most of it away, that's when you get into trouble. And that's where we're headed, I think. In other words, we're headed toward that. So that's the reason why I kind of, now I think of me as a preacher from this viewpoint. I'm out here, a voice in the wilderness, because you probably won't hear this very often. Most people will not say what I'm saying. But what I am saying, they're leery of this because they're afraid to offend people. But what I am saying is, try to put your investments where they won't be taxable. Young people, middle-aged people. Now, as older folks, we don't really have to worry about it so much because the system that's going to hit, that's going to be bad, would be later, you know, probably. But young people and people in their 30s and 40s, put it in the tax-free stuff that grows, like the overfunded life. That's a big one. That's a wonderful one. And the Roth IRA and the Roth 401k. Why? Mm-hmm. Because you're going to mess their system up in the future because the majority of people are not going to do that. And you'll be in the few that do that, and they won't be able to see your bottom line as bad, and they won't take away, mitigate your Social Security because it's going to be means tested. That's the way they do it now. That's the way they look at it. They say, how about you're drawing? Let's see your taxes. Let's take away. That's how they do it. So if you put it somewhere where they won't be doing that, duh, you'll have more. Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you.
Just trying to be helpful.
Yes.
Now, I got to mention a couple of things.
Okay.
First thing, if you would like to call in this evening and talk with David Ernest, ask him a question about your finances, well, I'll tell you. We can do that. The phone number is 272-9228. And what we'll do is we will write down everybody's name. And at the end of the program, we will draw two names, and each one of those peoples will get a free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza.
Unless you're just two callers, and then you automatically get
the pizza. Exactly. Now, and then if we have other callers, they will get 25% off.
Or a free gym membership at any time. It is whatever they want.
You might not be a pizza person.
You might not be.
But you have to call us to do these things.
And you know, the value of a week at Anytime Fitness is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
And it's very nice. I have the chance to frequent the place now and again.
Yeah, and I see you're losing weight.
Well, yeah.
You are losing weight. It works.
Lost a little weight.
You've just been out there pedaling on the bicycle and stuff like that, you know.
I'm going to get me some. They got a heavy bag over there, and I'm not just talking about some.
They got a punching
old
bag.
Old lady or something. I shouldn't have said that. Anyhow, they got this punching bag. It was a heavy bag.
Oh, okay.
And I think I'm going to get me some bag gloves.
That'd probably help your knuckles a little bit.
There was a guy over there the other day, and he looked like he might have weighed about 110 pounds, and he had on two boxing gloves. They had to be about 35 pounds each, and he was wailing on this thing. He was just having the best time.
That's right.
And I said, yeah, I can do that. But you can do it, too. You can go see them over there at 8125
Decker Lane.
Decker Lane.
Uh-huh.
Or you can come out to our special event on the 26th
of October.
October from Saturday, 12 until 5. Yeah.
Got any? Someone there from Anytime Fitness will be handing out free gym memberships. And also, there's going to be free pizza and candy for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And all kinds of exciting things going on, discounts for haircuts and salons.
And jumpy houses.
Jumpy houses. Bobby Boy and the Rhythm Aces will be there.
Will it be all of them or just
a
couple of them?
No, just some of them.
It might be Bobby Moore and the Rhythm Ace.
No, there's more than that.
Well, there's more than that. Okay.
But the problem is a lot of them got older, you know.
Yeah,
a lot of people out there remember them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're good friends of mine.
Third rate romance.
There you go.
I love that one.
Yeah. But, I mean, and they, you know, they used to play for the Black Elvis.
Biddy.
Yeah. Now they play for the White Fat Elvis.
Is it Bippy or Biddy? He ran for mayor.
Oh, yeah. He got 100 or so votes, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, he's a nice guy.
He was out there. He is a nice guy. Yeah. He does a good job with the Elvis.
Yeah. Well, the organ player that was there for a long time is coming. Doobie Doobie. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so come and have a good time, and it's all on somebody else's dime. Not yours.
You can't beat that.
No, you can't. We have parties every now and then.
One more phone number. If you're thinking, gee, I would like to sit down with David Ernest so he can explain all this stuff to me about my finances and how to save them and keep them. Well, that number is 279-7431.
Correct.
Now, there's always an operator standing by. It may be a pre-recorded operator, but they're standing by.
Yeah, well, we'll get right back with you. And, you know, and it's usually maybe a few hours or a couple of days at the most, depending on what's going on. But we're always going to get back with you. And if you've got any questions, feel free to call in tonight. I'm sitting right here on go, ready to answer anything you want to know that I can answer. You know, I'm just really want some challenge here. Give me a challenging question, somebody out there. Throw me one.
272-9228. Now, while we've done that, you know, we missed the beginning of the show.
We did?
Yeah, I was trying to get this. Somehow my big fingers are fat and everything.
Well, you're talking about the disclosure.
Yeah, we got to get all the legal stuff.
Stick the disclosure in there. Go ahead.
There's some funny stuff.
Okay, go right ahead. We'll take a break here.
We'll be back.
Okay.
With more health and wealth.
But you can call
while
we're doing this.
Do that. Call now. Call often.
All matters discussed during the show, racial purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
It is a fragrance you should never forget. A fragrance from when you were young. And a fragrance that shall carry you through your golden years. It is Portfolio. For many years, you have worked to compile your portfolio. And when the day for retirement comes, you hope it smells as sweet as a rose. Portfolio. But now there is no reason to hope, because there is someone who can help you with your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. David Ernest, or as we call him, Monsieur du Financier, can help you bring new life to your portfolio. Call him today, 279-7431, so that when retirement comes, your portfolio won't be all stinky and yucky.
Ugh. What is that? Doesn't smell so good.
Call 279-7431. And remember, Portfolio. It is for the ones you love. Portfolio.
From the luxurious studios of Blue Water Broadcasting at 4101 Wall Street, Montgomery's radio mecca, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. It's 60 minutes of fun, frivolity, and some fine financial advice. You can call David Ernest right now at 272-9228. That's 272-9228.
Here's a guy who when he puts his contacts in, he can see better.
It's David Ernest.
Yes, it is David Ernest. It's like we came in and now we're back again. You know, I just see when Greg leaves.
Yeah,
I come over and get settled, and then I get on this computer, and it's like my fingers go stupid. I try to punch it in.
Well, you just need a little more time in there.
Well, you know, I get it.
Yeah, well, it's all
we had a good plan, but it didn't work out. I'm still going to check on that though, because that might work.
Yeah,
with the other computer.
Okay.
So I just got to figure that out. I don't want to mess with this one.
Uh-huh.
Because this one right here, if you mess it up, it's like it's
bad news.
It's bad messed up.
Yes,
so.
Yes. Just like you don't want your portfolio messed with if something goes wrong in the finances of the world or the markets.
Or in your personal life.
You know, there's so many things that people need to know about their retirement plans.
Mm-hmm.
Retirement plans are your lifeline, you know, later on. And that's why I talk about all these things about, you know, for example, you know why O.J. Simpson still has a lot of money?
He put it somewhere where nobody could get to it.
Bingo.
Hey!
That's what we do. We know how to do that. Okay, he has some smart lawyers and smart financial sound advice, and I know exactly what he did, and it's pretty simple to do. But the point is, you know, you get judgment proof if you do it the right way. There's all kinds of things you can do with your portfolio, your financial plan, your retirement plan. You know, the other thing is that for it to last for your lifetime without getting in trouble if something goes wrong with the markets. That's, you know, people are so, should I say, you know, they don't remember the past. That we've been on crack for so long, I guess you could say.
We do have short memories.
And so for the last 10 years, it's been going up, 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 you know, bouncing around a little bit, but going up, 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 up. And this is very, very, very uncommon for this to happen. And even, I was just reading the other day, Warren Buffett has got like a high percentage of his portfolio in cash now.
Yeah.
A lot. Now, think about this. If Warren Buffett, the guru of the stock market, is putting more and more and more of his money in cash, does that mean he thinks the stock market's going to go up? Or does that mean he's afraid it might go down?
He is putting something away for a rainy day.
He wants to put it in there in a safe mode way because he don't want to lose a bunch of money. And that's what I've been preaching. But we want to do it in a guaranteed way. I mean, he does it in his way. We do it in our way. And so if you're older and you want to make sure that your money don't go away on the wipeout day if it happens, you know, there's a song called Wipeout, you know, and beat on the drums, you know.
Yes.
But there's this thing that people, when they surf, they call, hey, I was wiped out. But in your portfolio, you don't want it wiped out. What happens? You get wiped out, you might not come back.
Wiped out, and all you wind up with is a pretty good drum solo. That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. So you don't want your life dream to end up in a drum solo. Well, at least you got a drum solo, you know.
And that's all you got.
Yeah.
That's all you got out of it.
Yeah. So you want to, you know, have some class and live in class. In other words, have that portfolio, perfumes kind of portfolio. So that everything will smell good and do good. And no matter what happens to the markets, you're in good shape.
You want to smell good. Which reminds me of a little trivia that I heard.
What is that?
You always heard of a June wedding and a June bride.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this goes back to medieval times.
Right.
I'll tie this all together.
Okay.
This goes back to medieval times when people might bathe once a year.
Whether they needed it or not.
And usually when that happened was in the spring and, in June.
Mm-hmm.
People would have their baths and say, what the heck, you know, let's get married. And so that's where that came from, the tradition of the June wedding, the June bride, and that sort of thing. Because like you said, you want everything smelling all good. Now, well, we have progressed a little. We're a little bit more civilized. We may bathe two or three times a year now, but what you want everything smelling good. You want everything to, be on the up and up.
That's right.
And if you want your portfolio smelling good, like that thing we had at the beginning, this is a great fragrance. It's called Portfolio.
Yeah.
And you can call David Ernest at 279-7431. That's the number if you would like to make an appointment.
And it doesn't cost you. It
doesn't cost a thing.
Complimentary appointment.
And you might even get lunch out of it.
Yeah.
And if you have a question you'd like to ask David here on the air tonight, you can call us at 272-9228. Of course, that'll get you in the drawing for the pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza.
Well, we haven't had a call yet.
I know. Hello. Lady.
Well, maybe folks are just out there listening, you know. Okay, so here's something that I'm doing right now. I have reached out to some politicians to talk about how they're involved or want to be involved in protecting folks' portfolio.
Uh-huh.
Now, the things that are going on in Congress right now are not good.
Mm-hmm.
The SECURE Act is a horrible act. It's horrible.
Yeah, we talked about that at length last night.
Right. And now, the Senate version, if it would go through, would be acceptable. It would be acceptable. But the problem is, I read that they're probably going to listen to the Democratic side and make a deal with them. And listen, folks, if you pass your IRA, your pension or whatever, down the line to your children or your grandchildren or whoever you love, they're going to end up taking half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Half of it. That should cause an uprising. Half of it because they're going to increase the taxes, because they're going to increase the frequency. and compress the time that it has to be paid, throws it in higher tax brackets, it's just going to be horrible. And they're doing it so they can balance the budget on something else they want to steal and give to folks. In other words, they said, well, let's buy some votes. Let's get folks to say we're going to let them retire, let them work until they're 72 instead of 70 and a half. That's only 1.5 years. People are not going to, most people are not going to do that. So why take away, you know, a third or half of the future to pay for some little squiggly thing like that?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, they're taking the money to put it somewhere else. I know it. I don't trust them. There's a lot more than meets the eye here.
So we got trust issues on this program. I'll tell you what. And one thing is the government. G-U-B.
They're always up to something.
Apostrophe,
so,
N-I-N-T,
you know, government. If we can get some folks in here and mm-hmm. ask them point blank what they're going to do to try to protect our retirements. In other words, you work so hard, you put all this money in there, just like your Social Security. You know, and I am, like, going to reveal all this stuff. Now, you know, maybe there's a problem with me doing that. I don't know, because I don't hear anybody else out there in the investment world talking about this. Are they scared? What's going on? Why don't y'all speak up and talk about these things that are going to happen to this population that's been working so hard? You know, I'm an asset preservationist. When I see things going to happen to the assets of the people that have worked so hard, especially my clients, and what's passed on down to their wives or the husbands or the children, mm-hmm. I get in protection mode. I get in defense mode. We got, come on.
In defense,
we got a call coming here.
Let's
hear it.
You got to hold the fort for a second
while
I get the phone. You go ahead.
All right. But anyway, so, you know, talking about protecting your retirement, that's what it's all about here. We don't want it took away from us in the future. And we got a call coming here.
You want to hang on a second?
All right. We got another call. All right. Okay. Well, I'm curious about the call.
Everybody thought we died.
No, we're still alive.
I think this is my buddy William on the line. Let's see. William, you there?
Yes.
There he is.
I am. Is
you my future fishing buddy, William?
As soon as this weather clears up,
yeah, we're gonna go
out, we get some cool weather.
We're gonna go out on the pirate ship and catch some fish.
All right.
All right.
You got a question for David? Yeah. I was just talking with my wife the other day, and the situation is this. She has been putting some money in 401k and that sort of thing. I haven't. So she's kind of got us, you know, somewhat set up. But I was wondering about the Social Security. I know the different ages, you get different percentages and that sort of thing. I think my retirement age is 67 or something like that.
How old are you, Will?
I will be 58 years old tomorrow.
You're absolutely correct.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You're absolutely correct. Your FRA is 67.
Okay. Now, I know you can, you know, do it a little bit earlier, but my question was, I know there's less money per month or whatever if you do retire earlier than that, but is that what I've heard about? If you can't work a part-time job or whatever, you can't make make much money, or they'll cut it.
You're absolutely correct, William. This is what I keep talking about over and over. That's going to get worse in the future, in my opinion, and it's. It's means testing, okay? Which means that if you're got some money coming in and they look at that, they reduce your Social Security by a certain amount, okay? So between the age of 62 and 67, in your case, you will be reduced $1 for every $2 you make, plus taxes, on any Social Security that you make over a certain number. It's right at $18,000, okay? That's you personally, okay? Once you get this, in other words, you can make almost $18,000 without any trouble whatsoever. Once you go over that number, they'll start taking an extra dollar away for every $2 you make. Mm. Now, If you do get on up into a higher bracket doing that, say like around 47,000, I think, then they reduce that down to about an extra $1 for every three plus taxes. But either one of them are horrible because not only are you taking less Social Security, but you're taking more of a hit on the Social Security. You know, you might be getting half,
right.
You see. So,
right.
You know, you need to make sure you know what you're doing before you do it. Because once you do it, you can't unravel what's already been done.
Right. So, yeah, I just starting to think about some of the things like that. I told my doctor a while back, you know, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I'd took better care of myself.
Oh, yeah.
So they call that means testing. It sounds pretty mean to me.
Well, it's mean. That's the general term for it, means testing. Social Security calls it
right.
Other things. They don't call it means testing because that don't sound good. But we know what it really is. That's why we call it by what it really is, means testing. In other
right,
words,
right.
If you've worked hard and saved money and you're trying to still make money, it means they're going to take some of your money away to give to somebody else that didn't. That's what it means.
Right.
Means
right.
Means.
And in other words, it's socialistic. Socialism. That's what it is.
Socialistic security, right?
There you go. Socialistic security.
I'm writing
that's what it is.
I'm writing that one down.
So, I like that.
Oh, you're right.
I'm writing that one down.
Yes. So, you know.
Okay,
go ahead, William.
I'll expect royalties.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. So you didn't get to be 58 years old being no fool, did you?
Yeah. How's your wife, William?
Oh, she's a slip of a girl.
Is she older than you or younger? She's younger.
She's younger.
Okay.
She's 3 years younger. Yeah.
Okay. When she gets 59 and a half, or if she can now, but usually at 59 and a half, give me a call. But have her go to her HR department and see, because sometimes you can take some of your money out of the 401k while you're still working. They call that an in-service transfer. You can put it in your own IRA and lock it up so that the market won't drop out from under you. And then we can add a big fat bonus to it, too.
I got a question.
Okay.
Seriously now. Can William contribute to her?
No.
He cannot?
No.
Hmm.
I wish so.
Okay.
He can contribute to his own. You're talking about an IRA?
Yeah.
Yeah. He can contribute to his own.
Okay.
If he's got earned income. Absolutely. All the way up to age 70 and a half. Unless it's Roth, he can keep going. But essentially, you know, he's got a long ways he can go contributing. And if he does a Roth, he won't have to worry about taxes on that in a later date.
You've
got to keep it in there 5 years when you're 58, though. A little bit beyond the 59 and a half. But there's all kinds of things. Hey, just give me a call, William, at 279-7431, and I'll fix you up, man.
Okay.
It won't be any charge.
I was the one in the studio last night. I actually met you last night.
Hey, I know,
right.
I know where you work. Up on the mountain.
Yeah,
up on the mount. I know.
Right.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Well, hey, appreciate you asking me these questions because you know it makes me have to think. It keeps keeps my brain working.
Well, my brain quit working several years ago, but, you know.
And mine, the day after the warranty run out, it just went away.
That's the way it happens, you know. I mean, the warranty is not long enough.
No, not in
no. me. And that's the reason why these retirement plans are so important, because you want them to keep on going even if you don't go in. You want them to pass on down to your loved ones. And it's important to know how to do that, how to make things last while you're alive. And then if you, you know, go to the holy city, that you leave something behind that's real well received, tax-free, that is. Tax-free,
right.
Tax-free is better than taxed any day of the week.
Exactly.
William,
exactly.
You got any more questions, sir?
That pretty well answers what I was wondering right now. Basically what I thought, I just wanted to confirm that.
Uh-huh. Right. Yep.
But,
if you got any more questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them for you.
Well, all righty then.
All right,
hey,
sir.
I got your name
in for the pizza, and I got your phone number, so I'll just put that on there.
Yeah, don't eat the pizza all in one big gulp. That's not good for your digestive system.
Oh, No, it's that ain't good for my waistline either. But that's another story. Yeah. Hey, you gotta come jump on the pirate ship with me and Rusty and catch a fish.
Now you're talking. I like that fishing. I love it.
We'll be out there going yo ho yo ho, just having a big old time.
Yeah. And Rusty looks like a pirate right now, so we'll be all right.
I might bring my pirate outfit with me.
Hey, yeah, we need to do the pirate bit, the pirate bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'll look those up. We'll use those again. Those are pretty good.
I got the Jolly Roger flying on the back of the boat, and you've seen the skull busting outside. It's a unique pontoon boat. Okay,
it's nice. It's great. All right, man. Well, we'll be talking to you soon. Tell your lovely wife we said hello.
I'll do it.
All right, man.
Thank you. Good talk to you again, William.
That's William right there. And of course, he went over to Baumhauer's with Greg.
Yeah.
And the crew last night.
All right.
And looking at the clock on the wall there, 6:37. We're going to take another break here in just a couple of minutes to get some other stuff in. But what you can do now is you can be like William. You can call in and get your name in for the pizza from Folcarelli's.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is have a question for David concerning your finances. And you know, a lot of us are getting close to that time. You know, we begin thinking about retiring and, you know, putting the boat out or, you know, going to the woods, doing something fun.
That's right.
And you got to make sure you got the money there so you can pay for play, you know.
And if you're one of those young folks, give us a call, too, because we could give you a little advice on how to get your money situation ready in the future.
There you go. You can call David at 272-9228, or if you'd just like to get an appointment, 279-7431.
That's correct.
And as I mentioned before, and I always like to talk about them, the number here is the same one you get Greg Budell, Three Men and a Lady. It's the same one you get to Joey and Jack. It's the same number you use to talk to Dan Morris, and it's the same number you talk to folks on Happy Hour with Greg Budell in the afternoons here on 93.1. I just kind of faded out there. It just got lower and lower as I was going.
Yeah.
So, what else you got? I was just noticing the news up here. You know, Ellen.
Attacked for friendship with war criminal George W. Bush.
What is her last name? DeGeneres. I couldn't think of her name. She was at the football game, and she's sitting next to George Bush. Evidently, they're friends.
Oh, okay.
And so everybody was giving her a ration about it, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And she just went on her TV show, and that's her TV show. Do what you want to, Ellen. She said, look, you know, it's my friend. You know, be nice to everybody. Well, the Hollywood folks, they are turning on.
Oh, man, I tell you, they turn on each other. They're like piranha.
And poor Ellen, she'll just fold. She'll just, I hate George Bush. I'm trying to get some dirt on him so we can prosecute. They're calling him a war criminal now.
I know.
So,
you know, this having to be politically correct, and I think, I believe that might be some of the reason why these things that I mentioned that could be bad down the road about your retirement, it's not talked about. I think they're making some deals behind the scenes with the devils, and they don't bring these things out. You know, no, I mean, I think I just don't know what's going on, why they don't talk about it. Now, I will say this. When Trump came in, he killed the DOL. It took him a while, the DOL fiduciary thing. That really made the products more products available in the insurance and investment arena than they ever were. They were squelching out. In other words, the thing is, if you get less and less choice, you get more and more and more monopoly, and they get more and more and more on the fee side, which I'm not knocking. If you want it, go ahead, take the fee side.
Yeah.
But if you want to do it on the commission side, which has, you know, supposedly, in all the calculations I've seen, less fees in the long run, if you got the right kind of products, that would make more sense to me, especially if you can beat the system. And if you come see me, I'll show you how we can do that.
And it's not anything shady.
No.
It's not any backstreet deal or nothing.
No.
These are legal loopholes that you can use to your advantage. And when I say that, I mean, if it weren't for legal loopholes, a lot of people would just be stuck.
It's like, for example, charitable giving.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize okay, they say, well, they've got a $24,000 for a family, you know, married couple, $24,000 standard deduction now.
Yeah.
Well, what most of them don't realize is they could send their charity from their IRA. It has to come from an IRA. It cannot come for what I'm talking about. And send it straight to their charity, if it's their church or whatever. And the taxes just go completely away. That's 10 zillion million times better than a deduction, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
No taxes at all. Mm-hmm. That was going to be fully taxed. Think about it. That's like a tax, what do you call it, credit, if you want to think of it that way. In other words, you put $100 in, and if you were going to pay 30% tax, now you don't. So that's a 30% credit from my viewpoint. There's all kinds of things we can help you with. But I got a better one. Let's say you came to me, and we had a bonus product that would bonus it up, say, like 13%. So now $100,000 IRA turns it to $113,000. And you wanted to give maybe, say you wanted to give $10,000 to the church tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
So we send the $10,000 to the church tax-free. We had to go through a system, all right? And your balance is still $103,000. You only started with $100,000. The church got $10,000. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of ways to maneuver these things.
Now, I'm just asking because I think you mentioned this to me. Is there an age restriction on this?
Oh, yeah. For this to work, you've got to be in the RMD age. But even if you are under 70 and a half, which is the RMD age, still, if you've got a big bonus or something in an annuity, that'd be money you didn't have that you could, you know, give to the church. But there's so many people that have these RMDs that they have to take. In other words, they don't take any money out until they're 70 and a half. And they could be, you know, from 70 and a half to forever, to the day you die.
Mm-hmm.
You could be using this and sending your tithes to the church or to your favorite charity, and it'd be like having a tax credit. This is just an example of stuff that we talk about when I sit down with people. I find out what it is that they want to do. You know, we create wealth, man, and we do it in a safe mode way. In other words, we do it where it can't be lost because we're asset preservationists. So if we create 30% more off of $100,000 or off of $10,000 or whatever you're giving to, you can give up to $100,000 that way every year. That's phenomenal. I mean, just think about it. In churches, if any of your pastors, preachers, or, you know, deacons, or whoever out there listening, think about what a church could do if they've got all these RMDs coming in. They don't know what to do with it, and they could be paying their building off. They could do this. Mm-hmm. They could do that. There's all kinds of things that could be going on, and the government's helping pay for it in a big time way, not a little way, a big way, big way.
Now you can take advantage of this, and you know I'm talking to you folks at the churches because, you know, realistically, to really be effective with a lot of things, churches do need the money. A lot of churches are on the radio, and they have to pay to be on the radio.
Right.
A lot of them are on TV.
Right.
A lot of them send missionaries all over the place. There's always a need for funds.
That's right.
To do the things you need to do.
Right.
So this is a great way to do it, and all you have to do, the best thing, what I would advise, is call David Ernest, 279-7431. He can sit down and pick this thing apart and show you all the ins and outs, how it works, because I know it sounds like this is too good to be true. Well, it is, but it is true.
It's and the law.
When he sits down law. And shows it to you,
But most people are not using it.
That's
it's
right.
It's the law. It's one of those good things about the law that people say, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, it cost them money to
exactly.
Die. You know, ignorance of the law. I mean, you know, free money, man. Free money.
Free money.
Free money. Free money.
Free
money.
Free
money. Free money.
Did you say something about free money?
Free money.
I heard what you said.
Why aren't you doing it?
Because you're doing a good job on your
own. I mean, Lord have mercy.
Oh, I thought you meant that. Hey, we're going to take that short break I talked about, and then we'll come back, and maybe we'll get another phone call before we go.
Yeah, maybe so.
So what you need to do is just hang around, and we can take another call for David, 272-9228.
Yeah, call me and ask me about how that works if you got a question. Call me.
Will you tell them about free money?
Free money.
Free money.
Call me.
Call him now.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
Boo.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Are you thinking ahead to your retirement? Well, you should be. Write this number down. 334-279-7431. That will put you in direct contact with asset preservationist David Earnest. For nearly 40 years, David has helped people just like you plan ahead for retirement. Call David today at 334-279-7431. He'll be earnest with your money. 334-279-7431.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest. Glad to have you along. If you're out there listening, you're in your car, you're out in the yard enjoying this lovely weather.
And it was nice today, man. I was out.
I know it.
And it wasn't hot or anything. It was nice.
Very nice. We needed it.
And we've got a phone call.
Oh, good.
We've got somebody on the phone right now.
Let's hear what you have to say. I believe
it's Lisa. Lisa, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Remember to stay on the phone when we get done, because I got to get some information from
you. So you can get a pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So now, do you have a question for David?
Yes. Back on the subject of the means testing with the Social Security.
Okay.
That's regarding earned income. Is that right?
Correct.
So, if I have a military retirement, that's not considered earned income.
Correct.
Okay.
But the interest income comes in there, too, though.
Okay.
Ordinary income can come into play on that also. So, if you've got interest income, you got to watch out for that.
Okay.
Anything that pushes that ordinary income up can bite you. The bottom line tax.
Okay. Well, I don't really have a lot of interest income, but I've got the military retirement, and next year I can start drawing my state retirement.
Yeah. Now, as long as you're not working any at all, you don't have to worry about the, as I call it, means testing, no. Unless you've got some, a lot of investment income that can mess up your taxes, the bottom line on Social Security. It can affect it.
Okay. Well, we're going to make an appointment with you sometime in the next couple of weeks.
That'd be great.
All right.
You got the number, right?
Yes, I do. A quick question on Social Security also. I'm 59 and a half, mm-hmm. and I plan on just going ahead and drawing my Social Security at 62. I guess I'm eligible for that.
Yes, you will be.
Now, she'll lose a little bit of it, won't she?
Yeah, well, they reduce it, when you draw earlier because your life expectancy is longer. The Social Security system claims that there's no difference, but there really can be based upon your individual life expectancy and situation. So that's why it's so important to not just be lumped in with everybody else. You got to be unique. Everybody's unique, so you need to have your own unique plan.
Okay. Well, that helps. Thank you, and I hope to call you at your office sometime here very soon. Okay.
Look forward to it.
Well, Lisa,
and let him give you give him your information.
Yeah, so hang on for me.
Get you the pizza.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, and you can do the same thing if you have a question for David Ernest, and this would be that one of those times where you feel for a second while I get your phone number.
Well, those were good questions, and essentially, you know, if you do call me at 279-7431, I can sit down with you individually and get that information to you on how it may affect you. There's all kinds of roll-ups. The you know, there used to be file and suspend, and a lot of that's been changed. I'm not affiliated with the Social Security system in any way. I'm just a financial person that's been trained in Social Security questions. We do have specialists that we can go to for more technical answers and questions. You know, I had to go to school to learn all this stuff. And, you know, I went to Social Security School, they called it, and Social Security University, I think was the name. And then I'm also a spokesman for Social Security 365, which is an organization, too. So, essentially, you know, I know a little bit about it. But, you know, in my business, I have to know a lot about a lot of different things. I have to be able to listen to you, find out what it is that you want to do or go or achieve, and see if we can get it to happen. And then if you need an attorney or an accountant involved, then, you know, we can talk to them too. But, you know, the first thing is to evaluate, find out what needs to be done. And most of the time, I could equate that to like going to your general practitioner, and you say, hey, I got a headache, and he ends up taking to a neurologist or something like that. You know, if you come to me and say, hey, I got a tax problem, I've got this, it's been coming out of my IRA, or I want to give money to the church, but I can't get a deduction anymore, and I look over there, and you're 70 and a half, and it's an IRA, and I say, well, let's take it out of here, and by the way, I can get an enhancement over there. How would you like for 10 to 13% be added to that, and then, you know, and then we take some of that out of there and send that over to the church and stuff like that. But you can't give it to the church. It has to go direct from the IRA to the church, and the church has to give a letter of acceptance, but it's not very hard. And that's the rules, and that's the way they work. But it works just like a tax credit, because the taxes go poof, you can give up to $100,000 a year, and that's a lot.
Well, speaking about going poof, Lisa went poof. I lost her.
Oh, no.
So, Lisa, if you'll call back, give me a couple of minutes, because we're going to finish up here in just a minute, but call back and I'll answer the phone.
We want you to get your pizza.
Because it looks like you're going to be the free pizza getter along with William tonight.
And everyone that wants a free pizza on October the 26th, come to our shenanigan.
I think shenanigans is a good
one. It's a good one. Well, I think it's called a Monster Smash.
Yes.
Come to our Monster Smash and have a good time and eat and drink and be merry, you know, and bring the kiddos so they can bounce around while you're doing all that.
You could be, if you don't want to be merry, you could be Laverne. It's just up to you.
There you go. Yes, you could.
And that's going to be October the 26th. That's the Saturday before
Halloween.
I almost said Thanksgiving. It's a Saturday before Halloween.
Yes.
And it's going to be from noon until 5 at 8125
Decker Lane. It's in the same shopping center that has Folklorella's Pizza and Anytime Fitness and the Man Cave. But listen, that pizza's fantastic. You need to go, and I'll tell you what, if you go over there and mention my name, and you tell them it's because you the radio, they just might give you a little bit of a discount.
Yeah. You go in there and mention my name, and it's like, he eat too much. Don't let him come back. No, they won't do that.
No. But anyway, you know, it's a fantastic pizza, and the Man Cave has some really, in Rochelle Salon, they got some really good discounts that are going to be handed out on the 26th. And Anytime Fitness over there, they've got some really, really, really good free memberships for a week over there. If you want to do a free membership for a week, just mention my name and you'll get a free membership if you go over there. Or you can call on the radio and we can have it arranged. Or you can come to the shenanigan on the 26th and they will be there for you to give that to you.
And I think, I'm almost positive, if you go over there to Anytime Fitness, you may catch a glimpse of a famous radio personality.
Rusty.
No, not me. one that's working.
Oh, yes. Sky Mosley.
He's got a gig and everything.
I know it.
And you can go in and chit-chat with him.
But if you want to talk about your finances, call me at 279-7431. Leave a message. I'll get back with you. It's absolutely complimentary. We can talk about how to make your Social Security work better. We can talk about how to keep your portfolio from dropping if the market goes down. We can talk about how, if you're investing in real conservative investments, how we can make those do much better in the programs that we use. There's all kinds of things. If you're younger, we can show you how to build your portfolio up in a safe mode way that would be tax-free when you take it out. But if you get sick or hurt, it would accelerate. If you're getting older and you want to make sure that your assets are preserved, we can help you go to an attorney or talk to you about it. That would be complimentary to talk to about how to readjust your assets to, you know, so that these things would help you. Or we could get you involved with a long-term care program with the state of Alabama. Yes, the state of Alabama has a partnership plan where if you buy a long-term care policy, they will pay for half the benefits after your plan runs out. They'll pay the same amount. So if you bought a 3-year plan, it runs out, they'll pay another 3 years. That way you have a 6-year plan. You call me. I'll show you all these things. There's free money out there, friends.
Yeah, just
free money and tax-free money. You need to know where it is.
Just for the taking.
Your assets.
There you go. And it's time for us to go.
All right.
Remember, a couple things. Lisa, call me back. And tomorrow night, you're going to the fair, so we're going to have like a repeat of an earlier
where the Californian called.
Yes, and that's going to be tomorrow night. But, you know, sometimes when we leave, people are glad. But sometimes when we go, people just...
Please! Say, please!
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 They don't want us to go.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't think we can roll into the other folks' time.
No, we can't.
That's their time.
So we're going to go, and we will see you again Monday evening at 6 p.m.
That's right.
Right here.
Live.
On the Health and Wealth Show.
But listen, on the weekends, we have a broadcast.
Yeah. The Health and Wealth Show. With David Ernest. That's what I forgot.
That's right.
See you next time. Have a good weekend.